Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Three High School Graduates in a Car. This is, in fact, the Improvised Title Podcast with Truman Barnes. It's been a while. How you guys doing? I missed you. I love you. Okay, today we have with us special guests Jesse Harsh and Tabitha Benson. Let's go ahead and Jesse, tell us a few words about yourself. You've been on the podcast a couple of times before. Go ahead.
I'm Jesse, and this is working. Is this working?
Yes.
I'm Jesse. I meme, I dream, and I copy that from somebody.
Hi, I'm Tabitha, and I am old and dying to get out of the house.
And just dying in general. We're on our way to Cafe Rio, which I have never been to before. What do the three of us have in common? Well, we're all in a car, and we all have different eyesight capabilities. I can pay for myself. I don't need that.
No, I'll pay for food. How do you know this works?
Like, that so Jesse is holding an American Idol microphone that one of my younger siblings ripped off of our karaoke machine. If you notice down there, it looks like a very clean cut with a pair of scissors. Which is exactly what it is.
So it doesn't work.
It does not work.
Why did you give this to me?
Is it switched on? It's switched on. Okay, use that. This one that I'm holding, this mic doesn't work either. So, it really doesn't matter what you use to.
I hate you.
Yeah. For those of you who are just listening and not viewing the actual visible, viewable.
Hey, shit.
Okay, will you not interrupt me while I'm doing my pre-recorded segments?
I'm sorry.
If you're not, if you're just listening to the audio version on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts or Podcastify or wherever you choose to listen to your podcasts, then you won't see that Jesse is in fact holding an American Idol microphone and looking like a fool.
Truman, what are you holding?
Me? I'm holding this microphone that does work.
It's
so
Hello Kitty, and it's so much cooler.
Yeah, it
it's
is. Pardon you. Okay, but I do have some big announcements. Ooh. First of all, the podcast has a Twitter account.
What?
It is at @title_with, which is the best I could get for some reason. For some reason, all other good combinations that were short enough to be a handle were taken. Yeah. So it's @title_with. So far, the one and only tweet that we have is, check out my new episode, Prom Night, with Jesse Harsh and Josiah Johnson.
Episode, I have to say.
It's a crazy episode.
Are you going to reprise your Louis Armstrong?
I might do my Louis Armstrong impression. It depends. How far away is Cafe Rio?
It's coming up like 10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
10 minutes away?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. It's like 5.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think Kevin's heard that racism yet, so I think he should reprise.
It's not racist!
It is pretty
I'm not
racist.
Saying that black people talk that way. I'm saying that Louis Armstrong sings that way. It's such a niche.
I mean, it depends on your definition of racism, but that was pretty racism. Racist.
Yeah, I guess if you're wrong with how you define racism.
Truman, how do you
anyway,
define it?
Other big announcements.
It's being Italian racist.
Yeah, it's a reference to a musical that you've been in, but I haven't.
What musical?
You already know what it is.
I don't know either.
Okay. So, starting next episode, since I am graduated from high school, and my only concentrations in life will be this podcast and my job at Chick-fil-A.
Heyo!
Shoutouts to Chick-fil-A Taylorsville once again. This podcast is going to become a lot more structured. The sound quality is going to go up. Heyo. And there will be a visual version. This is not a drill. We will have a visual version for this podcast. And I'm psyched.
Truman, really fast. Should we apologize to our sponsors from the first episode?
Yes, apologies to all the fake sponsors from the first two episodes.
I'll name out one, you name out the other.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Autistic Awareness.
We had other people. Who else did we have?
Autistic Awareness we had?
Chick-fil-A Taylorsville. It was the National
Autism.
Okay, I should stop me. Or maybe I should keep making autism jokes. I don't know. I can't tell by this point.
Oh my gosh.
So we're headed to Cafe Rio, where I have never been before.
It's very ethnic, very diverse.
Yeah. Tabitha, care to say a few words?
It's food.
It's food.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Oh, God.
I just say
nice. That's a Chick-fil-A joke for you guys.
If it's a joke, it's sad, because that's what I say to everything
it's
now.
It's okay. Your life is sad.
Okay. Speaking, this is, I didn't want her on. She's
speaking
always...
of sad lives,
Truman, what, you
what have you guys done so far for the summertime?
Worked.
Work?
I've worked. Mm-hmm.
A work?
The last thing I did for the year, work, sleep, cry inside.
My cousin signed me up for a blind date. Didn't go well.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, did you say it didn't go well, or you didn't go out? Like, as in you didn't go on the date?
Both. It didn't go well, and then we played the game Pit.
Oh.
She's a very loud person.
Okay.
And likes to have her opinion heard.
Well,
I
mean, it may be because, you know, when you have one sense that isn't as strong, the other ones become stronger.
Oh, so
and so her stronger hearing... wasn't adapting to everyone else's hearing, and that's why she was louder.
Okay, I
get it? Because of blind date?
Oh, I see what you said there.
It was a hilarious joke.
No, we went bowling at Fat Cat's.
Okay.
And she's not great at bowling.
And she's a fat cat.
And I'm not going to comment on that.
It's spelled with a P-H. Spelled with a P-H.
Yeah, so a P-H. No, she's not great at bowling, and I wasn't great at bowling. So she constantly joked about my skills at bowling.
So wait, you weren't great at bowling or you weren't great at bullying?
One usually comes with the other. You know me, Truman. You've been to school with me. I'm not bad at bowling. But bowling, I'm not great at.
Got it.
Yeah.
What have I done this summer? Great question. I applied for a debit card yesterday.
Oh, adult life alert.
Yeah, so in 3 to 5 business days, I'm going to be able to buy my tickets to the We Are Two Different People tour.
Oh, is it a comedy tour?
It is, with Drew Gooden and Danny Gonzalez. Check it out, if you haven't already.
That's fair.
We're going to take a quick hippity-hop pause on this
there?
Podcast, because we're going to go get some Cafe Rio.
I would recommend you.
See you next time. All right, so for those of you who are just now tuning in, we're back from Cafe Rio. I am so sorry, Jesse. Jesse just said, "Can I have my microphone, please?" You wouldn't be able to hear that though, because he wasn't holding his microphone.
Can I have my microphone, please?
Okay, there we go. Now he repeated it again while holding the microphone, so you could hear him. So, for those of you who are just tuning in and weren't watching the visual version, because the visual version does include the parts where we cut because we're walking into prom, or we cut because I have to go to the bathroom, or we cut because we're walking into Cafe Rio.
We never cut because you have to go to the bathroom.
No, I did once in the
you
one
did.
That was just me and Thomas and Shaden for
the
like
one
10 minutes.
Wasn't
What?
For a good reason.
This is my podcast. I let you on when I say you're on.
It's okay. It's okay.
Speaking of being on, I made a pretty off-color, distasteful joke, and then Tabitha said, "Get off, get out," and I said, "I will get out when we are closer to my home." And then Jesse said, "Yeah, within walking distance," and then I said, "Anything is within walking distance if you have long enough lungs," which brings us. to our next sponsor, our first sponsor for this episode, Dr. Hoople and his lung extensions.
Ooh.
Dr. Hoople offers lung extensions. It costs $50 and your lungs become a lot longer.
But I'm afraid.
Do it.
Your lungs become a lot longer and a lot cooler and a lot better, a lot prettier. You can walk from virtually anywhere, and literally nowhere.
Oh, it's Aubrey!
Keep driving, Tabitha.
No, it's Aubrey!
Keep driving.
She asked me to come in early.
Oh, it is Aubrey! Oof!
So, for those of you who are unaware, Aubrey, great lady, great,
she's
sweet,
awesome.
Sweetheart.
She's awesome.
She asked Tabitha
really
to come
soul.
In early to work.
And
she said no, purely for the reason of coming to record this podcast. Yeah, that's
the secondary reason.
The secondary reason was the free food, but the primary one was to record this podcast she didn't know about.
So back to your off-color joke.
Yes, I I don't want to repeat it.
Oh, no, please don't.
I will not. But oh, I dropped my microphone. You can't hear what I'm saying because I dropped my microphone.
On the basis of off-color racism.
Oh, okay. That, I see what you did there with the off-color.
Yeah.
But we're going to definitely get off-color because we're not going to talk about race.
Oh.
See what I did there?
I did see you. You reversed my off-color.
I did.
Now
I took your
off-color
pun and I flipped it on its head.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of flipping things on their head, I'm going to flip a coin.
Okay.
If it lands heads,
okay,
then we talk about race, okay, because flipping
NASCAR
on its head, that's what I was saying. We'll get into that when we get into that. It's like an improv suggestion. Do with it what you will. I'm sliding to the other side of the car.
Do you not have a seatbelt on?
I have my seatbelt on.
He has the awkward one on.
I have my seatbelt on. I do not have my seatbelt buckled. That's a lie. And if it lands tails, then we're going to talk about Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog. Okay?
All right. I don't know what Tails is. Good go.
Oh, it was Tails. So, Tabitha, who's your favorite character from Sonic the Hedgehog, the video game?
Never watched Sonic or played Sonic. Or anything.
Or read Sonic?
Nope.
They have comics. The comics are pretty good.
Sonic?
I'd say story-wise, it goes comics, and then games, and then show.
Sorry.
For story?
For story.
The games give you nothing for the story.
Thank God, you're kidding me. Oh gosh, I broke your microphone.
No, I am not kidding you. They don't tell you a thing. They just say push start, and then you go, and you run around, and the animals come out of the bad guys that you beat up, and then you spin a little sign.
It's not this one. It's further down.
And Dr. Robotnik goes, oh.
Speaking of Dr. Robotnik, is the best character. I look forward to him.
The movie. Yeah. I thought, okay, but who's your favorite to play as?
Awesome.
Mine is Shadow the Hedgehog.
Really?
Because he has guns.
Oh.
Shadow the Hedgehog has guns.
It's all about the guns?
He has guns. Ow.
I'm sorry.
For those of you who are just listening and not viewing, they both punched me because I said that Shadow the Hedgehog was my favorite character from Sonic.
No, because we were
because you had guns.
And honestly, respectable.
That's fair. We're passing an Episcopal church?
Episcopalian.
Have you guys ever been to a church outside the LDS church that visited one?
Yes, I went to a Catholic Mass.
I've been to Mass too.
Around
Mass?
Easter time.
Did you ever go to K2?
Not once. You went twice?
Yeah.
Was it
tell you,
on the invitation of like Mariah?
It was off. Yeah, one was off the invitation of Mariah, and the other was off the invitation of, I think it was Grayson. I don't know if you remember Grayson.
Oh, I remember Grayson. The gayest young man I've ever met.
He was pretty gay. But I went there, and boy, did they know how to worship with their rock band.
Oh, I'm getting a call from Janaea. Hang on. So, pardon the interruption there. I just got a call from Janaea, who is the marketing director at Chick-fil-A Taylorsville, and she offered to have me participate in a fire and drug safety meeting in West Valley City as one of the mascots, either Smokey the Bear, the drug safety dog, whatever his name is. From Dare, or some eagle or something that's about, like, flooding, I think? I guess air traffic control would make more sense for an eagle. Anyway, I elected not to, because it would have meant, flying in from a helicopter, but I will be the Chick-fil-A cow there. So anyone who would like to come and say hi to the Chick-fil-A cow at the safety thing on Thursday the 20th, I'll be there. Come say hi to the Chick-fil-A cow. I'll say hi. So this wasn't really a full-length episode, as you can probably tell, because I'm kind of trying to wrap it up now. Partly because we are short on time, and partly because it was mainly just to give you some short announcements about the podcast. So it will be much more structured. It's going to have a visual version. And the first episode of that version is going to come up in about a week. So be on the lookout for that, June 26th. It should be super fun, you guys. Follow the Twitter page, that is where you should now direct suggestions for questions that you want to ask, suggestions for guests you'd like to see on the podcast, etc., etc. Fan art. I mean, hey, got a pretty picture of me? Want to show me? Send it my way. I would not be opposed to it, unless it's some Rule 34 kind of stuff. In which case, I would be very opposed to it. But yeah, I'll love to see you there. I love you. Bye-bye.